The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss podcast secrets that you need to know. Joining us is Todd Cochran, who's the CEO of Blueberry Podcasting, which is a full-service hosting provider with over 100,000 podcasts in their umbrella. And today, Todd and I are going to discuss his podcast growth secrets. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Todd Cochran, the CEO of Blueberry Podcasting. Todd, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Benjamin.
Excited to finally have you on the show. I know we've danced around for a little while, and I appreciate your patience in waiting and joining us. I'm excited to talk a little bit about a marketing medium that's near and dear to my heart. It's what we're doing right now. Let's talk a little podcasting. I think one of the biggest topics that marketers are thinking about is I've created my own show, and I'm really struggling to actually get an audience to listen to me to grow the audience. What are some of the best practices for growing a podcast?
I think it really goes back to the beginning. To a lot of times when folks are getting ready to create a show, they do not often set the goal. So the key is, as long as you have a goal for the podcast, whether it be lead generation, getting new clients, getting authority, business building, branding, whatever it may be, first of all, you have to look at the goal. So is the goal really building this massive audience, or is the goal really to reach the folks you exactly want to reach? So I always tell content creators, number one, you know, what's the goal of your show? If it's to build authority, then put out content that is going to help build authority in the space. If it's lead generation, then you're going to want to put out content that's going to help with lead generation. So growth is really one of those tricky words that is really totally dependent upon what the goal is. Now, if the goal is monetization, well, then obviously we got to have a strategy to build a big audience or have a super niche audience. So there's not a one answer fits all solution here. But one thing is for sure, regardless if you're going to be creating a show to build authority or creating a show to build it to the monetization level, that ongoing, consistent, sustained, superior content is really the number one key thing to do. And of course, the second thing is making sure that you're providing value to your audience and not wasting their time. I think those three things alone, a lot of podcasters overlook.
The words you used were consistent, superior content. And I think that that's an important starting point. You also kind of went into the definition of what growth is. And I'm thinking growth, audience size. And I think that that's probably a distinction that most marketers need to come to grips with first, is it is not just about the audience size when you're creating any sort of organic content marketing channel. It is the value of the audience. And how are you going to monetize that, or how are you going to extract value from the content you're creating? Let's walk through a couple different stages here, because at first, you have to build it for them to come. You have to publish great content, but there's also some content marketing that has to go into creating the audience, whether it is a niche of a niche of a niche, or whether you're mass market and trying to grow a big audience. So what are some of the strategies that you've seen people in your hosting platform use that has made them successful in capturing that first bit of audience and then thinking about scaling it?
If you're starting out and you are already established, you know, you've got a leg up. If you have a business already with some sort of social marketing presence, you have a leg up to drive people into that content. But if you are someone that's brand new, they're just starting at the very base level and you really don't have a presence anywhere, I firmly believe the combination of building a brand on your own .com to allow the content that you're creating to be discovered, not at a show name level, but at an episode level, is one of the things you have to focus on. Obviously, word of mouth and your friends and family and business associates sharing the show with people they know and them sharing the show is going to be your number one way to grow an audience. But really, when you're getting started, you got to have that long-term goal in effect, knowing that you've got to build traffic to the show. And one of those strategies I think is very successful for a lot of content creators that they overlook is their current brand or their current .com. And what I like to always say is you need to be found in a way that your competition's not. And how is that done? It's really very simple. You record for your audience, you write for Google. So when you're writing your show notes, you write titles such that are going to attract that something searching for, whether it be a how-to, whether it be a theory or someone that you've interviewed. You need to write that episode title and then back it up with the first paragraph of content that is going to give Google indication that this is what this show's about. And when people are searching for the show, they will be able to find that specific episode. And from there, you're going to gain listeners. Now, that's just like two things, right? You have spreading the show by friends and family and business associates and that 7 degrees of separation, doing the Google piece, but then you tie in all the other social marketing that you have to do just like anything else. Facebook, LinkedIn, got to find out where your audience is hanging out and make sure that you're also writing social media posts that match the content discoverability that you're looking to, you know, you want that content to be discovered. And no one's just going to send people over there. You've got to do that grind. You got to do that work yourself. So one of the strategies that we have always told content creators is you don't build your castle on rented land. In other words, you don't put your podcast and be the source of origin over on some third-party site. You do that on a property that you own, where your brand is originating, where your brand is being built. And that is not on Facebook. That's not on an Instagram page. It's not on a Twitter page. That's on a .com, something that you can control the message and make sure that it's written in a way where you feel that over time, the Google search god is that 800-pound gorilla is going to drive traffic to you.
Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to Mutinex.co. That's Mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at Mutinex.co. That's Mutinex.co. So what I heard from you is that there's a couple different ways to think about growing your audience when you're starting at the beginning. First off, leverage the existing relationships you have. You can have your audience carry and try to migrate if you have a social following, if you have an email list, if you've got friends, maybe even you have a family, right? Those are the first few listeners that you're going to find. You're going to take advantage of the relationships you already have. The second is you're thinking about consistently creating content that is searchable. And so you're writing for not only your audience, but you're writing for search engine. And that means that you're doing SEO, not just content marketing in the podcast, but you're also trying to push content from search engines, blogs, places where you have other placements. And lastly, content proliferation. You're talking about social media, taking your podcast and putting it in other places where your audience is listening. One thing that I notice is missing from your description of how to grow your audience is you didn't talk about paid advertising. Have you seen people be successful using performance marketing to drive podcast growth as well?
It can, but I think you get what you pay for. I've seen content creators do campaigns on Facebook and LinkedIn. I think it really depends. If you know where your audience is hanging out, it cannot hurt. But I think oftentimes, what quality of a listener do you get there? Do you get someone who's going to hang for a long time? I don't think there is a negative in doing it. What I see, though, in most companies are coming in the space, they don't often budget for advertising of their show. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. It can be a simple boost on Facebook or paid post on LinkedIn, maybe even a Twitter advertisement. So there's all those potentials that I think if you know how to do that accurately, you know how to do that well, I think can be successful. But I don't think there's a lot of small companies per se that do a lot of this type of marketing very effectively. I think sometimes it's kind of hit and miss.
It seems like it's a little bit of a black box. It's one of our growth secrets, to be honest. We buy a lot of our audience. We're not just marketing in social media and sort of running the playbook of B2B growth content marketing. But one of the things that we've focused on is specifically marketing to people that we know are listening to podcasts. There's two types of challenges that you're facing when you're buying your performance marketing. I need to find not only somebody who is interested in my subject matter, they also need to be a podcast listener. So you can do things like programmatic advertising, where you are buying ads that are specifically targeting or pushing your podcast player to people. And you can also do advertisements in other podcasts. And I think that we've seen some great success growing our show, focusing on the performance marketing side of podcasts. Any other growth tips that you have for podcasters as they're thinking about not necessarily just building their audience, but actually growing their business through the use of podcasting?
We've used our podcast from an internal company standpoint as a way to share information about what's going on in our particular space, while at the same time spending a little time marketing what's happening within the company. So I think that the ability, when you are creating your content within your show, to not be just absolutely unequivocally focused on what you are doing, but also talk about the world as a whole, has a tendency to attract folks that may be more reluctant to tune into a business or a marketing show thinking it's just going to be a pitch, as long as it's, again, informational and it's something that they can use value on. I think growing a show really evolves around using almost every type of marketing tool there is. A lot of the non-business podcasters take their content that they've created and turn that into a book or turn that into a handout, something that can be given out at trade shows that is a direct way to drive people that may experience you in the real world to understand, hey, they've got a podcast. This is some content that came from the podcast. So I think really being pretty savvy and putting the word out about your content is key. Another thing too is making it easy. Oftentimes I land on business websites or marketeers' websites and they have a podcast, but I have to click three times to get to a place where I can follow or subscribe. Making it easy for the folks to follow you, that one-click subscribe into Apple or Android or whatever it may be, that making it easy for people that's when they land on your page and they're only there for 5 seconds to make sure that you have a place to indicate that there's some sort of content that they can follow before they click away. So I really think that that is a big piece of it too, is making sure that your content's easy to get to.
You know, at the end of the day, when you think about growing your podcast, it's not just starting from scratch, starting from zero, publishing content and hoping people land. There is a lot of work that goes into growing your audience. It's starting with the assets of the people you know, understanding who your audience is, what are their needs, creating value for those customers, finding ways to get your content in front of them across multiple channels, and maybe you're even investing in paying to put advertisements in front of them that gives them an easy way for them to engage with your content. There is no silver bullet for podcast growth, but there are ways that you can expedite your growth curve. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Tom Cochran, the CEO of Blueberry Podcasting. Join us again tomorrow when Todd and I continue our conversation talking about business podcasting strategies. If you can't wait till our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Todd, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is GeekNews, that's GEEKNEWS, or you could visit his company's website, which is blueberry.com, BLUBRRY.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BENJSHAP. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.